So I tune in for her and the Ascended Masters with prayer just to clear the energy. Divine Mother, we are your children. We are the ones who have come onto this plane of existence and are in a human body at this time to assist in the transference of the old consciousness and the old ways into the new way, the lifted way of connection to the truth and to spirit. And we ask your assistance. We ask for your love and blessings. And we're also asking for ongoing support in whatever it is in our daily lives that we're doing so that we can understand the truth and the sense of the whole incorporated in our karmic pattern and the sense of how it is we are here to release those unspoken, unheard places inside of us that hold us back. We thank you. So these little ones, we talk to you. Yes, I am Queen. I am energy. I am not in a body. I borrow the body. This one here, she has a good body, and we use it. We've used it in several life cycles, and it is as though the energy can flow. So it is type of transmission, you know, from another realm into your world. Take it with what it is that you need, all right? Don't overhear what we're saying. Let your ears be soft. Let your eyes be soft, right? Let that part of you be soft and not worry that there's going to be anything expressed that you can't handle, right? That energy that you are is an encompassment of all creation. So here you are, sitting with a body, in a chair, in a building, on a planet, and that's not who you are, right? You are larger than that. You are greater than that. And when we talk and we give you information, we are not just talking words to you. We are energetic, and we are allowing energies that pass from the higher realms into this realm to be available to you on the level of your chakras, all right? So you have the seven chakras, and these are spinning wheels of light. They are consciousness. Your body is a compiling of the consciousness which you have been able to make sense out of. There's far more consciousness than that, isn't there? Not everyone knows how big this universe is or beyond the universe. So here you are, and you have a way in which you operate on the physical plane, and you have a self-image, bottom chakra, the way in which you relate to this plane, right? You relate to the planet of Earth. This planet is a good planet. It's the place in which many incubations have taken over for millions and millions of humans, yes? And now the humans that are coming into this reality have been here a lot of times, and a lot of them are really tired of how it is going or what they're seeing because they can't remember it, but they know they're not happy. They're bored. They're bored with Israel. So they make a little fuss and they make a little stir-up and they have a lot of energies that they say yes or no to. So it creates chaos, right? So there are old souls on the planet. You also know about indigo children. Indigo children are older souls, but they have not been able to receive the mentoring. They have not been able to receive the education. And we're not talking about the education system. We're talking about the spiritual education that will help them to move into the greater part of themselves more quickly. Eventually they do. They come through their ADD, their ADHD, their revolts, all the things that those that have a lot of brains are able to go through and then become a realized human being. Right? So realization is where you're going. Realization is that part of you that knows you're not the body, that knows you're not your thoughts, that has experiences from time to time of a greater reality. And that greater reality is still you. It's not separate from you. Right? There's nothing separate from you. The tree, the water, the air, everything is part of you. If you take the water, you put it in your mouth, it was water externally, it becomes part of you. And your body knows how to turn it into saliva and blood and plasma and lymph and urine. It knows how to do that. Right? So if you take a vegetable and you take a vegetable spinach or, you know, Swiss chard or one of the silver beet, you call it here. Yes, and you put it in your mouth, it becomes you. It becomes your, if you're a girl, it becomes your girl body. If you're a boy, it becomes a boy body. Where's that intelligence that's turning that into what it is you're walking around in? Right? It's intelligence, external and internal to you. So never underestimate the power within you. Never underestimate the power and the sense of creation that you can contact, you can be part of, and you can borrow. Yes, you're borrowing the body, yes? You're just going to have it around, and it's going to have earth qualities and water and air, and it's animated. What animates your body? Right. Spirit. Spirit animates your body. And it is through you and the enthusiasm that you have for your life that you increase the ability for your body, mind, and spirit to produce on the physical plane what it is you desire. And while we're talking about desires, many of the teachings say, give up all desires. Well, if you give up all your desires, you won't be here, because desire is what keeps life going. Not only that, karma. Humans without karma are in the astral plane and have astral karma. So don't think you're going to get out of here without having a little bit of extra work to do once you leave. So you want to clean up what it is you're doing here. You want to be friendly with your people. You want to be happy with yourself. You want to be contented with what is, and allow that contentment to turn itself into absolute presence. Being here now, right? You have many teachers on the plane at this point in time that are talking about being present, being in the body, being here now. That is an accentuation of your ability to become aware of all there is. It doesn't talk about be present and look at the table. It doesn't talk about be present and feel your breath, right? But that's a good start. So when humans begin to breathe through themselves and are awake and aware to that breath and where it might be going, right? So many people have lame parts of their body, or they have diseased parts of their body, and the job is to breathe, let the pranic action go into that place. Because even if you take medicine, tablet, yeah, it has prana, it has life force, it has a kind of life force, and it needs to circulate through you to go to that part of your body that you have thought of as diseased. Right? So everything in creation is spirit, yes, and spirit animated. You are lovable here. All of you are lovable. And all of you are worthy of a body. If you weren't, you wouldn't be breathing and your heart wouldn't be beating, because spirit would have left you. Your spirit hasn't left you. But people do surrender their spirits to other people's problems, don't they? You know, in the moment that you give away your power because somebody else needs something and you're exhausted and you can't quite do it, but you're going to do it because it would be a good thing to do, remember that you can only give what it is you already have. And now we'll talk about love. Right? Love is not something that you give away like money. Right? Love is something that you have and you are. You are love. And when you have worked through the karmic patterns that keep you from connecting to others, many people say, we feel so alone. I am in the wrong family. Nobody loves me. I should be in another place. I should be doing something else. That is because that human has not learned how to love themselves and get through the thickness of their old understandings. Because once you get through the thickness of the old understandings, the old ways of perceiving this reality, you know that you are love. And that soul is anchored in your heart, and that this is a temple within you. You treat it better, you feed it better, you give it better sleep, you create love around it, you talk to it, you know that this body is an encapsulation of your belief systems. And so changing your belief systems changes your body, eh? If someone thinks they should exercise but they don't, then they don't really believe that exercise is going to work, right? So they have to go back into that. So this is an encapsulation of the types of things that spirit is really working with on all levels, so that the human who is now bathed in consciousness, has always been bathed in consciousness, but is capable of opening far more widely to what reality has to offer and where it is. It isn't as though someone becomes very special or very rich. No, it's not about that. One becomes awake. Awake to the fact that you are not the body. You have a body, but you are not this body. You have thoughts, they are not your thoughts. Guess what? You are not thoughts, and they are not your thoughts. This is a universal consciousness. Every thought you have has been thought before. So perhaps you are being thought by the Creator. Perhaps the Creator thinks about you and gives you a swirl of information and gives you a group of people and a family to learn from. And there you are. And so you may feel trapped. But once you discover that you are soul, you are not the body. You look in the mirror and you say, oh, look here, look there. And I don't look the way I want to look. And you're really just looking at the encapsulation. You're not looking through. The eyes, yes, are expressed to be the wisdom and the mirror of the soul, yes, or the windows of the soul. And that energy is true. If there's clarity and one allows nothing in the way and someone else looks into their eyes, they feel like they're lost in stars, lost in space. Well, you look in the mirror and see if you get lost in space, and then you'll know if you love yourself or not. Through a mirror, lost in space. And you're not picking out what's wrong here or what's right there. Understand? So, we answer questions. We talk to you about anything at all that you want to hear about. Pick a subject that you think someone else might be interested in. Or you can pick any subject you want. We'll make it into something everyone is interested in. Yes? The question? Hard to think, isn't it? That's our job. We create a big stirring in the mental capacity. Remember, we can keep on talking if you don't have a question. Remember that you have many levels of your aura, right? So you have physical body and you have etheric body, yes? That's a double of this physical body. And then you have an emotional body that's out here and it changes shape and size. And you have a mental body and it stretches to Indonesia and it stretches to any other place you want to think about, Artica, you see. It stretches, your mental body stretches, and therefore your aura is huge, and it goes wherever you want. And then beyond that, there is the place where you are completely unmanifest. So beyond that, you are unmanifest. But remember, here's the work station, right here, in this body, in this place. This is the place to learn love, and to allow love to be your reality. Worry gets in the way. Physicality looks hard and dense, but it's not. That table is all moving around. Understanding? So you are here now to take what it is that works in your reality, in your thinking pattern, and be with it. Just be with it. You don't have to make yourself any different than you are. You're perfect just the way you are. Any questions about your perfection? Yes? Yes?
Can you explain how the moon affects us, and especially March, the month, there seems to be a lot more going through it?
Yes. Well, the moon has gravitational pull alteration for the planet of Earth, and when that happens, the water that is on the planet, the molecule actually expands, and in that expansion, there's more surface area for each one of the water molecules within the cells of the body. So there is an expression, and you know that the woman's monthly cycle is more likely to come because that water element of the releasing of the fluids that create the child are there, and there's a type of pressure that goes within. So the moon is there in order to change the intensity back and forth, of what the sun has to do. And if the sun didn't come up within 18 hours, everything would be dead. Everything on the planet would be dead within 18 hours. But doesn't seem like it, but it would be true. So there's alterations of how it is the relationship goes so that there can be variations on the planet of Earth of how life flows. All right? So you recognize that if you plant, do your plantings in your gardens with the moon, you oftentimes get a better result, don't you? Yes? If you pay attention to where the moon is, you are also helpful to yourself to recognize I have a little mood going on, or I'm feeling as though people like to know when to cut their hair, let's just say. So if you cut your hair when the moon is getting larger, your hair will grow faster. Right? You cut your hair when it's getting smaller, your hair will grow slower. It's tricky. You cut trees down during that period of time when the moon is enlarging, and that tree will be more insect resistant than if you cut it on the other side of the full moon, right? In the waning moon. So there are total effects on the whole entire planet with the magnetism and the rise and fall. Everything is about rise and fall. Yes, tide? Yes, rise and fall. Rise and fall. And according to the ability for a human to be conscious and tune into it, they will be able to use that. It's here. Everything is here within this domain for the human. Human has created it through many millennia of mind that they alter the tree into a boat. They alter, you know, the plant into food. They alter the earth into bricks. They alter it, but it's all natural. Everything here is natural, and especially your body. If you feed it the foods that it digests really well, it will work like a well-oiled machine for you. And death begins in the body when, in fact, your food has not been completely digested. So every time one overeats, it is not only a part of the self that seems to lack self-control, but it is a part of the self that is drawing you closer and closer to the period of time where it is you will have to struggle your way out of what the colon couldn't process and what it packed onto the body because it was going through and it didn't quite make it. Yes? So there are many situations like that when you know in your heart, in your mind, that there is something you need to do, you would like to do, you get an inspiration, which is crown chakra, yeah? And you get an alteration of the primary predominant thoughts in your body, and it says, oh, I need to go. I don't know, bye. I don't know why I need to go there, but I need to go there. There are many great things happening on the planet like that. So the moon is responsible for that ability of alteration of gravitational pull, and the gravitational pull holds you onto the planet. Right? So it makes sense that everything through the body is different. Now, March has its way in which you've gone through Earth qualities, right? So Earth moon is really an interesting moon because it has a deeper effect on the planet. And to allow that to be so means that you have given permission or surrendered to what is. And humans have already, you know, in the old days when it was that women went to the red tent or they went away on the Native American cultures, they went into the tent where it is the women stayed and they breathed and they increase their ability to process psychic information. It's not to stay away because there's something contaminated like the men wanted to produce on the planet. No, the women became very psychically potent and therefore they were able to bring in more information. Likewise, after that ceasing of that cycle, women become psychically potent. Men can become psychically potent, but they have to continually connect to the earth. Continually be in their bodies, not drifting off. Does that answer?
Yes, I was just wondering about us going through the universe at this time, this point of time.
Going through the universe? How so?
Just the way the eclipse has affected a lot of the human bodies recently.
Yes. It's just part of the transition, and what that does is it gives alterations and possibilities. Not everyone was affected, right? And not everyone allowed the effects to be deep. Right? So the human consciousness and perception have a lot to do with how people and places are affected. It's not the eclipse per se. The eclipse is part of a rhythm. It's part of a cycle, and those that are available at that time will be able to have more of an experience of that than the others. The potency of anything really depends on the perception of the human and the perception of how it is the alterations are taking place at the moment of shift. So moment of shift, conception is one of those. Conception of a baby is it's a big deal, yes? It's the moment in time where the constitution and the realities of the entire feminine aspect and the entire male aspect come together in one particular electrical spark. But there's a transmission of energies that have characteristics that become a human. Huge, absolutely huge. So the transmission of the energies from the moon affect every human being, but more so is it noticed in the person that is connected to themselves and to the grounding, connected to the way this universe is expanding, right? So this universe expands within the other universes, and it's a continual expansion, and the human is expanding in their ability to be conscious. Right? Consciousness exists, expanding into consciousness. That means silence, that means sitting, that means wondering. The best thing a human can do is walk and wonder, be in nature, walk and wonder. The thoughts come and they go, you don't have to be wrapped up in them. And that gives space for the alternate consciousnesses, because they're not primary right now, to enter into your awareness. Right? Question?
Do children or have children chosen their parents for the conception?
Yes, it's not a conscious choice like I choose you. No, it's not like that. It's a resonance of where they were in their last life cycle and what lessons they have been learning. Sometimes people leave the planet before they're done, right? And that, especially small children, they come back right away. People think they've gone for a long time. No, most children, they leave quickly and they come back right away because there's a lot of life force there for energies to form around a new creation, a new body. Right? And there's choices made, not from how it is that you are talking and we are expressing, but there are choices, which means like increases like and like attracts the like on that level. So yes, they do choose because there are certain lessons that only a certain culture or a certain social structure or a certain religion or a certain parent or a certain house, some people reincarnate on the same mountain, yeah, will teach them because they're not finished yet. Many of the lamas, you know, in Himalaya, they reincarnate in the same area because the energy in the ground, especially the men, increases their ability to connect to their awareness. So that's true, yes. So when you look back and you look at a parent and you go, I don't know why I was here in this family, or you don't like that one, that was a choice, so that you can get a reflection of where you were in another life cycle or where it is you have been wrong in your spiritual understanding. Question?
Yes, so that a lot of the things they wind up with is karma as well.
Absolutely. Action, right, precedes a karmic awareness. Right? So there has to be an action that was taken at one point by a person in order to put the seed of karma into the psychic body. So those are perceptions. If one decides they're going to, food is always an easy one to pick up. If one decides they're going to eat something they're allergic to, so they know they're allergic, so that's karmic, it's a past action. They do it anyway, and their memory's involved, and they do it anyway. They do it again. Karma. Yes, it doesn't have to be bad. Karma is also choices, where it is that you have moved into a realization of what it is that makes your heart sing. That's positive karma. Nothing wrong with a little positive karma, yes? Question?
Do we always have the same soul while we're in this human form, or if there's a trauma, do we have a...
That's a lovely question. That's a lovely question. Even if there is a walk-in, the soul of the first person, so walk-in is one that has had a body, and the body is vacant for a period of time, and so another would make a deal and come in and have a resonance here. So that soul to that original body is still connected in the process. Right. So, yes, that soul is an aspect of all the gathered information, for lack of better words, all the gathered experiences, and there it is. But it's also the primary place where that beingness broke away from the original, or from the one. Right? So yes, it does stay.
Thank you.
Yes. Question?
Even in a miscarriage, does the child come back relatively quickly?
Most often, the child in the miscarriage is just wanting to experience that tenacity or that feeling of heaviness, and they don't like it. It's not that the mom did anything wrong. She just happened to provide the cradle where this child could be suspended for a period of time and then go off. Never discount how much effect the child has on what's going on in the pregnancy. And if there is someone longing for a child, what if there's no child that really thinks they want to incarnate there? Maybe the pathway of that person is to become a sannyasi, or become a realized being. And so the body will do what it needs to do to give that one enough space to become a realized being, which may not include being a householder. It may not include being a parent. Children glue you to the planet, yes? You can't make up too many different ideas. There's a little baby and you have to scoop it up and take it with you, and it's always there. Yeah, it's a commitment. Question? All right. It's good to talk to you, yes? There are many things that we can talk about. But talking is a vehicle. It's a vehicle for communication. It's a vehicle for explanation. It's a vehicle for connection. And each human is longing for connection. Yes, we said that once already today. But remember that you have infinite possibility within you. Just because you're born and raised in a certain way doesn't mean you have to stay that way. But it's difficult to release the past in the physical form. Difficult to release the body, too. And we can tell you that even if you get into your life body and you're all done with the physical, it becomes difficult to let go of the astral. But here's another little interesting piece. Once you have to let go of this physical body, like drop it and say, all right, thank you very much, and those lines of communication to the other physical beings are cut off, they can be cut off for a while. What? Lines of communication, no body, I can't talk to you. No telephone, I can't talk to you. Oh, I could email you, yes. So that's where telepathy comes now. You know, someone leaves, telepathy comes. And there is a potency to that. There is a way in which the light body is still influential. It's not a great idea to keep connecting to a light body because each one becomes a ghost after you leave. Let's face it, that's what it is. Your light body is an energy that still exists on another plane. So you give yourself permission to say, well, how is it today? And you be happy about today. When you decide that you're not happy anymore, you better think about meeting your maker and making it over again. Understanding? We're teasing. But remember that you are in charge of this reality as you live it. And when you keep recognizing your potency, your truth, your possibilities, yes, then there is something to live for. Then there is no boredom. Then there is no part of the oneself that wants to lie down and hide. Hiding is a favorite thing for an animal that is going to pass from the planet. They go under a bush and leave. They know how to do it. So if you find yourself under a bush one day in your perfect world, you say to yourself, well, this is really fascinating, you know. Do I want to be all alone? Do I want to leave? Do I want to go back to my creator? There's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. But it's not really how to live your life. You're going to live your life. You're going to live it. You're going to do the things you want to do. You're going to experience the things you want to experience. You're going to be present. You're going to be taking risks, stepping out of your comfort zone. Right? People look at you and they say, wow, what's wrong with that one? You get a little bit too old, and then they think, oh, Alzheimer's, dementia, all that. No! The person that gets Alzheimer's, dementia, where are they going? They're going back in time to when they were more free. Do it now. Don't wait. It's good to talk to you, little one. Yeah? I am going. Divine Mother, beings of light, we thank you. And we ask you for ongoing support for each and every one so that they can reach their full potential and they recognize the happiness and the parts of them that make their hearts sing that bring joy into their everyday so they can share it with others. Thank you.